Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we go into all this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is November the 12th. Let's get cracking. So this week we saw that Universal Orlando's hotel partner Loews Hotels accidentally leaked a little bit about Universal's Epic Universe. So they accidentally released the websites for the resort's new South Campus hotels. The two hotels in question are the Stella Nova and Tella Luna resorts, which are going to be standing alongside the Epic Universe Park. Now, these resorts are well under construction, so it's not a surprise that there's going to be resorts there. And indeed, the very cool-looking art that we'd seen from the park had been speculated about a whole lot already. We'd already seen the, reflective, amazing light-coloured tiles that they have on the outside of the building that look amazing. If you listen at all to the theme park stop pod. Podcast, which of course you should because it's a way better theme park podcast than mine, you would have heard Alicia and Ian talking a lot about these new resorts and the construction that had been going on there. So there wasn't massive amounts of surprises on the websites that got released, but certainly they weren't intended to go live yet. We did get an opening date. Apparently it says that the Universal Stella Nova Resort is opening January 21st of 2025. But that's very much a time frame that we expected, and given that the sites aren't final, that date may change. So, it had some interesting stuff on it. It had layouts of the resorts, which look a lot like, the rooms at the resorts. It had a lot of similarities to Aventura Resort, which is, again, not surprising. It's another Loews hotel. It's great that these new hotels are going to be of a similar standard because Aventura is a very, very popular resort. So very cool to get a little bit of a sneak peek at something that's coming up for Epic Universe this week. In other news this week, we had SeaWorld San Diego. They've got a new Emperor Penguin chick. Now, I'm a little bit of a sucker for penguins, I gotta say. So normally I probably wouldn't bother reporting on they've named a new animal at Animal Theme Park. But penguins, particularly Emperor penguins, are really, really cute. So they've got a new Emperor penguin chick, and this week they released her name. Her name is Pearl, which is an adorable name for an Emperor penguin chick. So congratulations to SeaWorld San Diego. There's a lot of baby news this week, so very exciting for everyone involved. Over at Disneyland in California, we've had the resort put a full park-wide ban on large pin boards this week. People in the past have been able to bring in boards to display their pins on inside the parks. And now they're going to be limited just to basically on things that they can wear. They can put them on hats, lanyards, that sort of thing, but they can't bring in something specially designed to hold pins. The reason for doing that is to try and discourage pin trading. Apparently professional pin trading is quite a significant thing in Disneyland. It's been a while since I've been to Disneyland, so I haven't really experienced it, but understanding the economics of it, I see why. And I can also see why Disney doesn't want people, you know, buying an annual pass and coming in and working in the park. It's a strange liability situation going on there. Disney's put a ban on large pin boards. So if you are a professional pin trader, whatever you want to call it, you'll have to find somewhere else to do it. I have seen some funny memes this week on Threads and Instagram of photos of the dirty locations in the car parks around Disneyland Resort that with like a sign that says new pin trading spot. People will still trade pins whether they're in the parks or not. I understand why Disneyland doesn't want it on premises. It's not a great look, but they're just going to move somewhere else. So what can you do? Disneyland Resort has also announced the official return of Fantasmic. We knew it was going to come back at some point after it went down for its Maleficent Dragon failure/fire that happened. Yeah, so it's coming back to Rivers of America. It's coming back May 24 of 2024. So, yeah, some people were not real happy with that announcement that it's basically still another 6 months away before they're going to do it. But at least they've set a time frame for it, and they should have to hold to that time frame. Yeah, look, it's Disneyland's going to do what Disneyland has to do. It's interesting, after my chats last week about drone shows, there's a particularly popular theme park website, Theme Park Insider, that ran this story about the Fantasmic returning, and someone in the comments had made a comment on the fact that if they have problems with the large blow-up animatronic again, that they should just get drones and be able to use drones to replace the animatronic, like low-flying drones. And Robert, who runs Robert Niles, who runs the Theme Park Insider website and who is incredibly knowledgeable and definitely an insider on theme parks, responded back that that wouldn't happen because Disney aren't allowed to use the airspace above Disneyland Resort for drones. Which is fascinating. He said there's an FAA ruling on it already, so they won't be using drones at the resort anytime soon. So all that speculation I did last week about how cool drones would be at Disneyland Resort, sounds like it's not going to happen anytime soon. So, yeah, I guess that's an interesting one there. But at least they are getting Fantasmic back, because that, you know, as good as their temporary jazz show theme to Tiana is, it's not Fantasmic, and people notice the difference, so it's nice that that is going to come back sometime soon. In other resort news, if we go over to Legoland, the Legoland's owner, Merlin Entertainment, has shown off the first new attraction for its upcoming Shanghai theme park. At a expo in China this weekend, or last weekend. It's fittingly a 36,000 brick Miniland model. It's not huge, but it's a little Miniland model of the town where the park is being built, because obviously it's a particular part of Shanghai that it's being built in, so there's some sort of local attractions made small. Which is pretty cute. So that's a good way to do an ad. I approve Legoland. So yeah, so there's definitely some moves afoot for the Legoland Shanghai Park. The other Legoland news that we got this week, and in fact my last story for this week, it's been a pretty quiet week. Legoland Florida has made some announcements for 2024 as well. They're getting underway with an installation of the Lego Ferrari build and race, which is apparently going to open in spring of 2024. Now, this Lego Ferrari build and race has come to some of the other Legoland resorts and been quite popular. The unbranded versions of it are in some of the Legoland Discovery Centers too. There's a bit more to the Legoland Ferrari version, but being able to build a car and race it down a track is sort of a staple for Lego. So it's a really good addition to bring that Lego Ferrari build and race into Legoland Florida. The other bit of news that they announced was that in the fall of next year, they are going to be open a Sea Life aquarium at the Legoland Florida Resort. Now, again, Sea Life is owned by Merlin Entertainments, as Legoland Florida is. It makes sense from a synergy point of view to have multiple attractions. It's not the first Legoland to have an on-site Sea Life. Sea Life in Japan at Nagoya has a Sea Life as well. It makes a whole lot of sense if you've got the space. It's something that can turn someone staying one day into 2 days very easily, because I can go, oh, we'll go to Sea Life on the next day and we'll stay overnight. So from a resort point of view, makes a lot of sense. There already is a Sea Life aquarium in Orlando, but there is a significant difference between, Winter Haven? Is that where Legoland Florida is? I think it's Winter Haven. And Orlando is, they're not dead next to each other, so it's not going to cause huge issues. It's not going to detract crowds or anything like that from the other Sea Life. So I can't imagine the other one closing. But yeah, it's always nice to have a little bit of Legoland Florida news. They've obviously got their new Peppa Pig mini park, which is pretty cute. So they're becoming a little bit more of a fully fledged resort, not up to competing with the, you know, the big guys, Disney and Universal, but definitely competing with SeaWorld. So it's a fascinating little environment over in Florida. And that's it for this week's theme park news. We'll be back next week with more theme park news, so tune in for that. In the meantime, you can check us out on X at Theme Park Nut, on Threads and Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube and TikTok and subscribe, where we do our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos, which is all of this news but in under a minute. So it's a much, much briefer run through of the week's theme park news. And until next time, cheers.